You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Student Radio Association show on NRadio, where we love to showcase the best in student radio. My name is Scott Hasty, the incoming music officer for the SRA and also ex-station manager for Spark FM in Sunderland, which is where we head for today's show. Last week, Spark stayed up very much past their bedtime and made some great live radio on the local election results, which were coming in live. For the next 25 minutes, we're going to be listening to the best of what happened that night. We start with Alice Winnie, who introduces us to the counts that are happening in the North East, and also we hear from police boss in the North East, Vera Baird, about her post being up for re-election.
That was Jason Derulo and Want to Want Me this evening on Spark's election broadcast of the local elections this evening. You can get in touch at Spark Sunderland with your opinions if you have anything on the wards. We're looking at 25 wards to be elected this evening. 20 are looking for re-election, so that's maybe kind of where it gets a little bit complicated. And maybe interesting, we could have some new results, couldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. We could see, you know, new councillors elected, or we could see, you know, familiar faces returning back into their kind of role. Or we could see the same party, but a different councillor.
Maybe. But of course, we've got to think of the wider spectrum as well. So we're also looking for the London mayor elections are taking place today. We've got the Welsh Assembly, the Scottish Parliament, and the Northern Irish Assembly as well are all hosting their local elections and hopefully getting their new electorates as well. But now we, as well as your local councillor, people across Wearside are voting for the Northumbria Police and Crime Commissioner this evening. Vera Baird is the current PCC, and she told SR News about the current role.
The Police and Crime Commissioners were a wholly new invention of the government, and the first elections for them were in November of 2012. It was the middle of November, but also it was a completely new kind of post, which doesn't exist literally anywhere else in the world. So the role then was brand new. People, I think, didn't know what they were voting about. And so in the middle of winter, preferred not to bother. I won with over 51% of the vote and a turnout of 16.4%, which is quite low, but was the highest in the country. The job of a police and crime commissioner is getting more and more important because we have, over the 3.5 years since, been given more and more responsibility. So its first role is that I have the obligation to ascertain what the public's priorities for the police are. So here they were putting victims first, dealing with antisocial behaviour properly, tackling domestic and sexual abuse, cutting crime, and confidence in the police, community confidence. So those five priorities we found out by as many means of consulting the public as possible. We put those priorities into a 5-year police and crime plan, give it to the chief constable and say the force must deliver that, all of those priorities. I have, as the elected representative of the public in this role, I have the police budget. So it gets done. So it's a big shift of power from the police themselves over to the public through an elected police and crime commissioner. My job then is to let the chief constable do it. I mustn't get involved with operational policing. I step back and I go around and find out in innumerable ways whether the public think they're doing the job well. So I scrutinise and follow up to make sure we've got it right, the priorities are right, is it going well down in that part of Sunderland, how are we doing about antisocial behaviour over on this estate, and I consult the public and keep the police on the same track. It's got lots more to it. The and crime bit requires that we work with community safety partnerships who are led by the local authorities and are there to stop crime from happening. So I will work with Sunderland Council to deliver youth diversion projects, stop young people with nothing to do from getting involved in crime. We'll give them something positive to do with a clear ability to stop crime from happening. And on the other side, if you like, of the semicircle, I have an obligation to produce an efficient and effective criminal justice system working with the criminal justice agencies. So it's a job with a good sized reach, right from trying to prevent crime to the whole of policing if it does happen, and then into the criminal justice process. And we've been given also the responsibility for victim services. Since the election, we started taking that responsibility in April of last year. So now we supply victim services. We have a hub. We give every victim of crime who wants some help, and the police officer, if the police are involved, will do a needs assessment. If the police aren't involved, the member of the public, we advertise this resource far and wide. The member of the public can just come. A victim care coordinator will receive information from the police or from the individual and will be that individual's best friend right through their coping with the crime and their recovery from it, including helping them if they need to go to court. So that again is a big responsibility, and that's been added on since, which is why I say the job is getting bigger. And it is suggested that we might get some responsibility for helping oversee the fire service. Collaborating between the fire service and the police is now increasingly important, and that we might get some more responsibility for criminal justice professionals, perhaps some over the CPS or some over prisons or over probation. So the role is an expanding one.
It wasn't just in the live studio that Spark were broadcasting from, however. Here you can hear the team on site at Counts in Newcastle and Sunderland.
By SR News, we are Spark.
It's 10:30, counting underway in the local elections.
We are Spark News.
I'm Divya Jayakumar. Here are the updates on the local election counts. The first ballot box has arrived in Sunderland and the counting has just begun. We are currently waiting for the first declaration. SR News' Pep Soulsby is at Newcastle at the moment.
I'm at Sports Central at Northumbria University. It's just a stone's throw away from the Civic Centre in the middle of the city. The first ballot boxes have arrived and are being counted in the main hall now. The Labour Party will be defending 20 seats tonight in what is a council traditionally dominated by Labour, who hold nearly 70% of the city seats. That includes the City Council leader and councillor of Westgate, Nick Forbes. Meanwhile, the Liberal Democrats will be defending 5 seats and an independent defending 1. There is 1 seat available for each of the 26 wards of Newcastle upon Tyne.
Beth and Ellie are in Sunderland and South Tyneside as well. Stay tuned to Spark as we bring you the latest local election results tonight till 2 a.m. You can also get the latest on Twitter. Follow us. We are at SR News Now. And check our live election blog with all the latest news and results as we get them over at sr-news.com. We'll have your next news updates in 30 minutes. But for now, that's the latest in Spark FM, where Sunderland lives.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
The results are coming in thick and fast, and we can now go over to Ellie Lyle at the Sunderland election. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Alice.
How are you?
It's pretty hectic over here, not going to lie.
Yeah, OK. Well, tell me what you know. What's been happening over there where you are, then?
Well, so far we've got five wards announced so far, all of which are Labour wins at the minute. Castle Ward, we had Jenny Wilson. Italian Ward, we had Amy Wilson. Later on, we had St. Anne, Susan Watson, Sandhill, Deborah Waller, and a Silk West, Patricia Smith. That's all so far. We're hoping in the next few minutes another couple of wards, because they announced Sandhill sits in Silk West all in like a little bunch. So we're hoping to get like another little bunch of announcements coming up shortly.
Okay, so nothing really new there. All of the people that were elected have claimed their original seat.
Yes.
Okay.
So far.
So it would make our life a little bit interesting if we did have some maybe a bit of a curveball this evening. Someone that lost their seat to a new party.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But we will have to have a look.
So, Pallion, I just want to talk about the Pallion seat. So, Amy Wilson, she won that for Labour. That's Paul Watson's ward, isn't it?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Yeah, she's the colleague of him, so I'm sure he'll be happy about that. So, what's the next chunk of the results that we can expect in next, Ellie?
I'm not too sure as of yet. It looks like Cross Hill in Millfield, potentially.
Okay.
It's just a mad dash, honestly.
A mad dash. I love that. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ellie. We're going to come to you as the results come in. We're now going to cross over to Peff and hear about the Newcastle update. Thank you, Ellie.
So the first vote has been announced at the Newcastle City Council elections, and Labour have successfully defended their seat in Westgate Ward, and that is the home seat of Councillor Nick Forbes, who is the leader of Newcastle City Council. So a strong start for Labour. Let's see if they'll be able to continue to defend their seats. They currently hold 53 of the 78 total seats across the city of Newcastle upon Tyne, and here at Northumbria Sports Central they are continuing to count the remaining wards in the local elections. We'll bring you more updates on SR News as they happen.
Thanks, Pef. She's over at Newcastle for the city elections over there. As she said, Nick Forbes, the leader, has remained in his seat over the 53 Labour strongholds. Nothing
really important one really, isn't it? Yeah, leader there.
Nothing really surprising at the moment.
No, nothing really surprising so far, but, you know, we'll never see if the line goes on. We might get a couple of surprising results, but, you know, quite a strong Labour area across most parts of the North East, realistically, so nothing too surprising, as you say, Alan.
No, of course, but we are going to be looking at the wider area as well, so we're looking at the Scottish Parliament, the Northern Irish as well, and the Welsh Assembly. If the results come in there, any kind of curveballs and interesting things, we're going to be keeping you updated until 2 a.m.
One highlight of the broadcast came from Voice of the SRA, Peff Soulsby, who was on site at Newcastle when some election results actually came in.
All right, OK, we're going to cross over to Peff now, who's got an update of the results over in Newcastle.
1,611 Labour Party there. Clear lead. Green Party.
126 votes. Mark Nelson.
Liberal Democrats.
100 votes. Donald Robinson.
Conservatives.
120 votes. David Tilley Robinson Young.
UKIP.
470. And that George Alfred Allison has been duly elected to serve as member of the Senate.
So that's another Labour win there for Biker. Now on to Newburn.
I'm now ready to declare the result for Newburn Ward. I hereby give notice that the total number of votes for each candidate at the Newburn Ward is as follows. Christopher Brewster. 280 votes. Steve Fairley.
Labour.
1,398 votes. John Allen Gordon.
Independent.
205 votes. Lawrence Hunter.
Lib Dem.
269. James Douglas Robertson.
UKIP.
586 votes. And that Steve Fairley has been duly elected to serve as member for Stairs Ward.
Steve Fairley for Labour, winning Newburn Ward.
I'm now ready to declare the result for Walker Ward, and I hereby give notice that the total number of votes for each candidate at the Walker Ward is as follows. Joan Aitken.
Conservatives.
118 votes. Christopher Peter Boyle,
Lib Dem.
108 votes. Tony Sanderson,
UKIP.
512. David Michael James Toopey,
Green.
65 votes. David Leslie Wood, 1,738 votes.
Labour Party again.
And then David Leslie Wood has
So that's Labour winning the latest three seats for Newbourne, Biker and Walker. And in each of those wards, the turnout was about 32 to 39% of the electorate, with Labour gaining over 1,000 votes in each of those.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
As the night continued on, the team brought the listeners more updates and also spoke to a surprise Liberal Democrat winner. This is James and Emily speaking about some surprise results on the night.
Now, going back to the local elections, the reasons why we're sitting here, exciting news. Clevedon and East Boldon needs a recount.
Ooh.
Ooh. Do you think they've got, like, stuck together? Like, it's got to be
damp? Maybe, like, there's been, like, two behind the other and they've got
Yeah, you got to fold them over. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
What a mare. Also, Horsley Hill has won their seat with Labour and Mark Walsh has got that.
Plenty of updates coming up through the Spark Sunderland, the SR News Twitter as well. Labour gain Ouseburn and Newcastle from the Lib Dems. Clevedon and East Boldon and South Tyneside need a recount. We've just said that. Castle Ward is won by Denny Wilson of the Labour Party. Voter turnout for Castle is 43.6%. East Gosforth is 50.6%. Fowden is 44%. And Leamington, 37.8%.
And also, Barnes Ward in Sunderland was won by Peter John O'Connor of the Conservative Party. So he's the second Conservative member of the elections to win tonight in Sunderland.
Second Conservative?
Yeah.
That's
a shock for Sunderland.
Well, it's not. It's traditionally Labour through and through. Mm. So to even get a couple of Conservative votes is quite interesting. Right, still to come, even more information. We'll try and get news on that recount as soon as we know about it. Sunderland's finished, Newcastle's finished, is that right?
Yes.
We'll get a full rundown of all of Newcastle, where the seats fall, the percentages as well. Pef will be on that and we'll get that very, very soon. But right now, Jordan Hodgson, SR News reporter Jordan Davidson, caught up with Millfield's Liberal Democrat winner, there we go, Niall Hodgson at the Sunderland count.
I don't think this is a sort of great surprise win for us. This is a matter of us getting our voice heard again. Sunderland actually has a long history of electing Liberal councillors, and Millfield has elected a number of Millfield councillors over the years. It's just so important for us to have a Liberal voice back on the council and to actually show to the people of Sunderland that there is an alternative to voting Labour.
What's the biggest issue in your ward?
The biggest issue on our ward, genuinely, has been the remoteness of the council. People don't feel the council represents them. They don't feel that the council listens to them or reacts to any of their concerns or their views. They feel ignored. And I think that the arrogance of councillors in Sunderland is something that needs to be addressed. And I intend to be as humble and as accessible as possible to the people of the areas that have been so kind as to elect me.
So what are the Lib Dems going to bring that all the other parties haven't?
I think this is the same message. I think we, as well as showing that, you know, Sunderland is never going to be a Conservative voting city, but there is an alternative to Labour. And I think that we offer a voice of reason, a voice of fairness. We aren't a party of extremes. We don't go along with the rise of UKIP in Sunderland. I think it's preposterous. Sunderland is never going to lurch to the extreme right, nor the extreme left. It needs a party of the reasonable middle, especially when we're facing so many difficult sort of challenges with cuts and things. We need moderation, not extremism.
Now, at this point, it seems pointed that many of us have taken to the polls today and are bringing you updates as they come in. We've had a poll going on Spark's Twitter page at @SparkSunderland. If you want to get in touch, the Twitter poll, it's looking like most of you are going to the polling stations to cast your vote, and most of you are saying that you have been voting today. Obviously, as a community station based in a university, a lot of younger people, you know, go out to vote, and we're seeing interesting numbers on the voting as well. SR News Yolanda Branch investigates whether young people like you actually have gone out and voted.
According to the Office of National Statistics, in 2014, less than a third of young people express an interest in politics. So we asked the young people in Sunderland if they were going to vote in the local elections today.
No, I will not be.
No.
Yes.
Nah.
Nah, me neither.
So then we wondered why young people are more likely to vote in a music awards show than the local elections.
I think people just don't really have that interest in politics, do they? I think like music's kind of at the forefront of our kind of popular culture, and politics isn't.
I think probably, yeah, as sad as that is, but at the same time I think our generation is a bit more politically aware than people do think. I think we do have an understanding of who we should vote for, and the right to vote is still good for our age.
It's made more, people are made more aware of those.
Has the bar interested in music than an election?
It's sort of, music's more of like the social aspect of it, and I think not many people are interested in politics at that kind of lower level. Like a general election would be obviously like more popular and affects us more.
So do young people think it's actually important to vote in the local elections today?
Aye, because it's the people voting on the people who decide what happens.
I think people need to be informed more on it.
I think it's important that young people are informed more, because I think there was a statistic like only a third of people vote in the local elections as opposed to two-thirds of the country in the general election, so perhaps if more information was related to young people, they'd be more inclined to vote.
Yeah, definitely. It's our future. It's us that need the jobs when we get out of university. It's that parliament that's going to be helping us, so definitely.
I think it is. I think like educating young people on the local elections, obviously like everyone knows about the kind of general elections and that referendum and everything, but like, I think, yeah, they need educating. I think it is important that they know that.
The number of 18 to 25-year-olds who cast their ballots was 58% up in 2015 from 52% in 2010 and 38% in 2005, showing that more and more young people are getting involved in the local elections.
That was James and Emily chatting about some surprise results there, and Yolanda Branch speaking about young voters. If you've missed any of this show or you want to hear more of what the Spark FM team got up to on the local election night, here is a lovely highlights package for you.
Okay, so it's been an interesting night. It's been 4 hours of local election coverage here on Spark and SR News. To summarise, we've created a nice little roundup, and it goes a little bit like this.
This is
the local election results night on Spark.
Ellie is at the Sunderland elections. We're going to see what's going on over there.
The council is officially underway. Lots of people running around, lots of the students. Very high energy, very intense. Sunderland probably hoping again for the fastest count in the northeast.
We're going to hear from Pef now, who is covering the Newcastle elections tonight.
I'm at Sports Central at Northumbria University. It's just a stone's throw away from the Civic Centre in the middle of the city. The first ballot boxes have arrived and are being counted in the main hall now.
So we're now going to go to Beth, who is over at the South Tyneside count.
So the count is underway here at South Tyneside for the South Tyneside elections. Hopefully, from what we've heard, the results should be announced within the next hour or so.
So do you think if you weren't voted in on the seats, it would be a devastating factor for Clyde and Andy Spalding?
Well, I think ultimately it would be, because I'm the only opposition member in the council. There's one independent, but of the main parties, I'm the only opposition.
Beth King there, interviewing Geoffrey Milburn, Conservative candidate for Culloden and East Bolton.
Deborah Wallace kept her seat. Silksworth, Labour, Castle, Labour, all of the Labour strongholds have remained their seat. Again, we're looking for Fulwell to see if the Conservative Party can keep their seat. There's rumours of maybe Bob Price in Millfield being out, and it could be a Lib Dem seat. Again, unconfirmed results. We'll get them as they come for you.
So it has just been announced that Niall Dane Hodgson of the Liberal Democrat Focus team has just won the Millfield ward with 1,588 votes. That's the first non-Labour win in the ward so far.
I don't think this is a sort of great surprise win for us. This is a matter of us getting our voice heard again. Sunderland actually has a long history of electing Liberal councillors, and Millfield has elected a number of Millfield councillors over the years. It's just so important for us to have a Liberal voice back on the council and to actually show to the people of Sunderland that there is an alternative to voting Labour.
Pef has been in Newcastle, and she brings us the results over there.
So the Newcastle
2016 local elections have all been wrapped up. The votes have been counted. All the wards have been announced. No surprises that Labour took the majority of those seats again, although some gains for the Lib Dems this year. Some very close run competitions as well.
Our reporter Beth King is in South Tyneside with news on the count.
No surprises. Labour have won every single ward. A massive landslide win for David Townsley of Clevedon and East Boulden from the Labour Party. He won with 1,503 votes.
Sunderland's are beginning to wrap up. Ellie Lyle has been over there. She has news with that.
The count in Sunderland is officially over. It comes out with Labour with 22 out of 25 wards. We had the Conservatives gain 2 in Fulwell and St Michael's. And a little bit of a curveball from the Lib Dems with one seat with one ward in Millfield with Niall Dane Hodgson.
That was some highlights of Spark FM's local election coverage that they broadcast last week. Well done to the Spark team, and big thanks to Jake Cusworth for sending over the coverage. I've been Scott Hasty, and this has been the Student Radio Association show on In Radio. Bye for now.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.